Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. That's Zella Day and Hypnotic. It's 8:12 on Tuesday, March 8th. And joining me in the studio is Joe Lewis, physical therapist assistant from Active Physical Therapy in Marquette. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you, Joe. And a couple of things to talk about. One of the things that's going on with Active Physical Therapy right now is bracing. And you were telling me about that. And tell us about what's happening.
Yeah, well, we have had braces in there before, but we are starting to make a little bit more of a push on that. But first, you have to get a script from your doctor, obviously, to get a brace. Once you get that script from the doc, you can bring it into our office. We pre-authorize that for you, so you know how much you have a copay for, how much your insurance will cover, and then we can fit you for a brace depending on what the brace is needed for.
Now, what's the advantage of a brace?
Well, there's multiple advantages for a brace, especially a brace that fits you correctly. If you're talking about a knee brace, let's say you get an athlete that tears their ACL, has a surgery. The brace is nice to have until you feel 100% confident to get back to your sport. It does prevent injury, obviously. It gives you a little bit more confidence. There are back braces, there are elbow braces, hand braces. There's a lot of different kinds of braces that you can get, but ultimately it does protect the joint from further injury and give you confidence.
And you don't have to be an athlete to get that.
Absolutely not. No, anybody can get a brace. If the doctor feels you need a brace, then you just got to get a script, and that's pretty much the system.
So Active Physical Therapy can take care of that. And like you mentioned, they have to get a script from a doctor first.
Yep.
And it's another thing that we talk about here on the show all the time, Joe. Talking to the Mike Plord in the studio and talking to Joe Lewis, who's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy, physical therapist assistant. And we talk about it all the time that you don't have to take who the doctor sends you to as far as a physical therapist is concerned. You can choose your physical therapist.
Correct, yes. You do not have to go to a specific therapy group. You can go to whoever you want to go see. That's the nice thing about therapy.
The other thing about it is they can stop in at Active Physical Therapy, either the Marquette, Nagani, or Ishpeming office, and just take a look around.
Correct. And we have teamed up with Synergy Fitness, too, and we do have Kristen Wozinski, who works out of that clinic as well. All very nice facilities, very friendly people. Yeah, definitely come check us out.
Another thing that you talk about this year is you have several facilities specifically for athletics. For example, you have a skating treadmill.
Yes.
Talk about that for a minute.
The skating treadmill is pretty amazing. It's a pretty nice piece of equipment. You actually wear your real hockey skates on it. It's a treadmill like you'd run on, but it has plastic strips that you can skate on. Very good for people in the off season trying to keep in shape for their upcoming season. It's good for people, too, that have had an injury and are still a little timid to get back on the ice. We can get them back onto the treadmill and kind of ease them back into full-blown skating.
Does it build up some speed for a skater as well?
Oh, absolutely. You can do interval training on it. You can also skate uphill on the treadmill. So, yeah, it's extremely difficult. I've been on it one time. I lasted about a minute.
And you're in shape.
Yeah, I'm in shape. That was pretty tough.
I like it. We're talking to Joe Lewis, physical therapist assistant at Active Physical Therapy in Marquette. And, Joe, we were just talking about all the different things that Active has, as you call it, in the back room.
Yes.
With turf, and we just talked about the skating treadmill, and talk a little more about what Active has to offer there.
Yeah, the back room there is a pretty amazing room. We have a turf. It is a turf room, so we have that to be able to run and cut on, or for people that are a little bit more, I guess, later in life. It's a nice surface to have in the wintertime. You can't go outside and walk on the grass. It's a turf that feels like natural grass as well. So it's very nice. You can do different exercises on that. I have a basketball net, a batting cage. We have a hockey tarp you can shoot into. Pretty much covers all sports. The other thing, though, too, with that is I think a lot of the people that are a little bit older might be intimidated with our facility, thinking you have to be an athlete to come there. Absolutely not. We'd like everybody to come check the facility out and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, I've known for a long time that there's no such thing as an age limit. You
Absolutely.
Can be in your 80s, you can be in your 90s,
yes.
And still move around.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, moving around, and maybe somebody hasn't done it for a long time, or maybe somebody just took the winter off. Can you give us some tips on how to get started now that the weather's getting nice when it comes to just moving around and getting active?
Yeah, you know, our winters are very long up here. I think everybody gets chomping at the bit when this type of weather starts hitting. So you get a lot of people, wow, it's beautiful outside, I'm going to go for a walk. It seems like a lot of people, when they first start getting back into walking or jogging, tend to overdo it. You know, they go farther than what they should. They're not stretching. You know, the big thing with this time of year, when you start getting back into your exercises or leisure walking, and et cetera, would be start out with a good group of stretching, and ease into it. Maybe go a half a mile of a walk, see how you feel, and go from there. And same with hiking. You know, we do deal with a lot of injuries this time of year where people go out and go for a 5 mile, 10 mile jog, and they end up pulling their hamstring or something else happens. Ease back into it and listen to your body.
Pretty much sounds like good advice to me. Take your time, because you know that half a mile today can turn into maybe a 0.6 of a mile, just a little further. And then the next day it's a little further. Next thing you know, you're walking 2, maybe 3 miles.
That's it. And it usually just takes a couple weeks for you to get back into that kind of shape to where you feel confident with what you're doing. So,
Joe Lewis in the studio with us. He's a physical therapist assistant at Active Physical Therapy. And Joe, thanks for stopping in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. And everybody listening, thank you for listening today. And if you'd like to check us out, our website is stayactiveup.com, and feel free to check that out. And thanks for having me, Mike.
And like you mentioned, too, if people want to stop in, they can be in the Ishpeming office, the Nagani office, Marquette office, which is over on Ridge Street. I'm sorry, over on Fair Avenue, right across from the medical center.
Yep.
Or you're coupled with Synergy Fitness.
Yes, that is true.
People can stop in and take a look at the facilities anytime they want.
Please feel free to stop in and say hi.